Welcome to Inside Out Quality Intermissions, where we give you a closer look at the people who make this podcast possible and short features of local professionals in the biotech industry. Welcome to Inside Out Quality Intermissions with Joni Ekstrom. Joni is the Executive Director of South Dakota Biotech and one of my go-tos when it comes to crazy ideas that I have, needing a connection, or even a quick venting session. One such episode happened last year when I had an idea and ran into Joni, and the result was this podcast being produced. So here with us today on this intermission is Joni Ekstrom. Welcome to Inside Out Quality.
Thanks, Aaron. Glad to be here.
So I've got some questions for you, some a little more serious, some not so serious. The first one is, what is the favorite part of your job?
Meeting people and learning from people.
What is one of your favorite restaurants in Sioux Falls when going out for a nice dinner?
Maury's Steakhouse. They are awesome, great wine selection.
Do you have a recommendation on wine?
Oh, well, how long do we have for this? Cabernet Honeycut's one of my favorites.
What was the last show you binge watched?
Ozark.
What is Ozark?
Ozark's, oh my gosh, money laundering at its worst. Yeah, you got to watch it. Tune in.
Okay. How does South Dakota Biotech help students?
Wait, can I go back also and say Yellowstone? It's my favorite, coming up November 8th.
How does South Dakota Biotech help students?
There are so many ways. I think the biggest way that we help them is introduce them to potential people they can work for. And by way of networking events, by way of internships, by way of education, webinars, you know, all that stuff.
So if a student's like, hey, I'm trying to get involved in the biotech space, they should reach out to you.
I would hope they'd reach out to us. And so how we do that is we work with the universities and work with the faculty members and really let us have an opportunity to talk to those students, because otherwise it's hard for me to get to them.
Definitely. If you can make any new biotech product, what would it do?
Probably make my aches and pains go away a little bit more, like my back or my hip, or, you know, maybe make me look younger. I'm getting older, Aaron, and you know, I'm a girl. It's going to be those kinds of things.
You're not going to cure cancer or save the world.
Well, I think people are already doing that, and Lord knows, I have full faith that they're already on that path. Yeah, I know. That was a really bad answer,
but it's
the
truth. But that's good. That's a totally good answer. I like it. If you could change the year you were born in, what would you pick?
Oh, geez. I think I would go way back to before we had to deal with all the technology, all the stuff. I know it's very simplistic, but let's go the early 1900s.
That's one of my go-to years too.
Yeah, good.
Before the Great Depression, all the wars.
Yes, I agree. See, we have something in common. Mm-hmm. Bye, Grab.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Well, let me tell you, I have always wanted to be in a band.
Ah.
However, no one would allow me to sing. I mean, I think I can sing great. My husband tells me I have great volume. So that tells me then that's not great.
This podcast could be a platform for you to launch a career.
Here we go. I got a mic in front of me that we're ready. But I love to play the tambourine. So I have a few tambourines, and my close friends know that about me. Yeah.
Nate, do you have one here with us?
Oh, geez.
Oh, yes. I know how this episode's ending. What do you enjoy the most about working with the biotech community?
Well, I'm going to go circle back. It's similar to the first one. It's meeting new people. I didn't know much about biotech per se. I studied psychology, so I didn't know about really how vast the industry is and how cool they are and the stuff that, you know, the biotech professionals and what they're doing. It's amazing. Curing cancer. It's so cool. Greenhouse gas emissions, you know, working with biofuels and trying to save the planet. All cool stuff.
Very much. I agree. If you had the chance to take a dream vacation, where are you going?
Bucket list item would be going over to Italy or Greece, you know, hence the wine reference.
If you could pick anyone to be on this podcast, who would you pick? And they can be dead or alive.
Am I thinking about the audience? Like, who would want to listen? If everyone's tuning.
If you could pick anyone to be on this podcast.
Oh, no. Can I pass on that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one. I'm going to ask you that.
For an inventor with an idea in the biotech space, why should they contact you?
Oh, because I'm going to help them grow, actually. I talk to a lot of inventors, and we have access and resources to people that they need and would want to know. So whether it's finding money, funding early stage investments, to finding mentors of people that have done that, been there, done that. We have all those connections. So yeah, we work with those, that group a lot.
Yeah, you're probably the most connected person I know.
It's a good and bad thing.
If you could choose a superpower, what would you pick?
I think I'd like to fly. I think like watching drone footage when you can just be up where no one sees you, but you can watch kind of what's going on and see what's happening in the hustle and bustle in different areas. I think that'd be fun.
That would be. Well, thank you for being here, Joni.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. This was brought to you thanks to South Dakota Biotech Association. If you have a story you'd like us to explore and share, let us know by visiting www.sdbio.org. Also, if you live in the Sioux Falls area, check out Quibit, a local quality assurance professionals network. You can find out more about Quibit by clicking on the link on our website too. Thanks for listening.